There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, Carson Anderson at Ford Field for the Michigan Association of Broadcasters Career Fair. We do this every year. See the young people, the up-and-comers. We show a draft.
I'm drafting young people.
Yeah.
Oh,
man. Draft this kid, draft that kid.
Yeah.
All right, Kang, you ready for a blitz thingy?
Let's go.
All right, and we're off. Yesterday, I made you go first every question.
That's
do you
right.
want to go back and forth, or do you want me to go first every question?
I think you should go first every question.
Let's go.
All right, here you go. First question, guys. Who is your first half MVP so far?
So I really want to pick Jared Goff. But in this new NFL, I talked about it's the return of the run game. Derrick Henry's got over 1,000 yards for the Ravens. He's got 11 touchdowns, and he's averaging a mere 6.3 yards per carry. I'm going to go with Derrick Henry. Let's just say this. I'm glad he's doing all that damage in the AFC.
Yeah, it's nice to see him do that in the AFC. I'm going to go with his teammate, though. I agree with Pete Prisco. I think it's so easy to say Lamar Jackson, so I'm going to say Lamar Jackson. He's thrown 20 touchdown passes to only two interceptions. He's got a quarterback rating of 120. He's also run for 500 yards, by the way, and a couple of more scores. He's having an outstanding season, and absolutely one of the reasons why is because of his teammate Derrick Henry, but it's the Lamar Jackson show right now.
Two very good choices, and then they both have wonderful stats. The team's good. But, Doug, I am going to make the case for quarterback Jared Goff. They're 7-1, best team in the NFC, maybe the best team in the NFL. In his last six games, 6-0, 82.8% completion percentage, 13 touchdowns, one interception, a quarterback passer rating of 140.1. The completion percentage and quarterback rating in a six-game stretch is the highest ever since the merger in the NFL, better than Peyton Manning's MVP season in 2008. I would give it to Lamar Jackson, and Derrick Henry might be fighting out the award for best offensive player of the year, but as far as MVP, if Jared Goff's name was Patrick Mahomes, I think he'd be on top of everyone's list. I think it's a team game for the MVP. And the Ravens are actually technically second in the division, so I'm going to make the case for Jared Goff. All right, the Colts dropped to 4-5 after losing to the Vikings, and they started Joe Flacco in this game, who wasn't particularly very good. Did the Colts make a mistake by benching Anthony Richardson?
Well, yes and no, and I will answer the question. The tap-out thing with Anthony Richardson was weird, and to me, it could be a red flag, something to pay attention to. But this is the era of load management in the NBA, which probably would have been scoffed at 30 years ago. So maybe this becomes a thing. I'm tired. Give me a playoff. But you can always just roll with your young quarterback and take your lumps and try and develop him. And that might be the fastest way to develop a guy. But I'm going to say no, it wasn't a mistake, because this team is one game out of the playoffs. So when you're in that position, you have to do everything you can to make the postseason and start the guy that you think gives you the best chance to win.
Well, I agree. It was not a mistake. I think, you know, the fact that he was tired, you need the rest of that sentence when it relates to the decision to bench him. They were tired of seeing him suck so bad. He was like 10 of 32 in that game when he begged out of it. Now, it's a learning lesson for him. He's clearly the future for this team. It's not Joe Flacco. But they needed to make to send him a message. They needed to send the team a message that you all have to be better. Okay, even though he's the golden child with the big arm and the high draft pick, You have to produce, and you've got to perform, and he wasn't. So I think it's a good move for the Colts. They can go back to him anytime now because Flacco's clearly not the answer, but what Joe Flacco is a professional.
All right, so no surprise here. I'm going to make a case the other way that it was a mistake, guys. It depends on what you were trying to do when you drafted Anthony Richardson and started him right away, okay? Anthony Richardson had the fewest amounts of college starts ever for a first-round draft pick at quarterback. 13 starts is all he had. So when you drafted him, he was 20 years old. You knew you got something completely raw and it was going to be erratic, and well, everyone knew he had accuracy issues. So if you're going to start him and play him because clearly he needs starts and experience because he got none in college, then that's the plan. To divert from the plan all of a sudden because now you, quote, you know, you want to make the playoffs, my question to the Colts is, what were you doing? And if you want to draft him or not, that's a different debate, but you did draft him. So what was your plan with him the whole time? He's still only 22, the youngest starting quarterback in the league. I say you play him through the growing pains, and you don't, I know this is not going to sound good, you don't say this publicly, but you're not really trying to make the playoffs this year. You're trying to get better in the long run, and the long run is play Anthony Richardson, get him more experience. All right, more impressive. Last week, Garrett Wilson's one-handed jump man catch in the back of the end zone, or Saquon Barkley's reverse leap over a defender.
Okay, so they're both sick, and Wilson seemed to catch the very tip of the football, but what Barkley did, no one has ever done before. And here's the one thing I'm wondering. When Odell Beckham Jr. made a catch one-handed, suddenly kids everywhere started trying making one-handed catches. And guys in the league weren't afraid to go for the one-handed catch, sometimes even unnecessarily. Everybody wanted to do a one-hand catch. So what I'm going to do, and I'm saying Barkley was more impressive, is watch for people trying the reverse leap. Are we going to see more people do that? And I think it's going to be hysterical because there's no way people are going to be able to pull that off. The one-handed catch you can. That was such an amazing choreographed movie-type move that would make you roll your eyes in a theater and go, all right. But it was amazing, and I think that was – people might try to do it, but it'll never be done again.
Yeah, it's totally worth it for 3 yards. Garrett Wilson's one-hand grab is for the touchdown is clearly the better play. It's not even close. The body control he had in making that catch, the shin coming down, everything was unbelievable. I'm not entirely sure that he controlled it when he hit the ground, but they reviewed that apparently and said it was fine. The Saquon Barkley back, you know, Humpty Hump leapfrog thing, though it looked cool, is incredibly dumb with a D-U-M. Don't ever turn your back to the defense like that. You're going to get lit up. And I think it was a one-off. I hope it's a one-off because it's stupid.
I wouldn't call it stupid, but you make
it's hostility here.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I sense it, Doug. Great point, though, Gator, with the fact that, you know, Garrett Wilson's play resulted in a touchdown and Barkley's play resulted in an extra, like, 3 yards or so. But with that being said, I cannot help but be more impressed with Hidden Dragon, you know, Saquon Barkley, you know, Crouching Barkley, whatever. Doug, I agree with you. Maybe it's because I've never seen it before, but I can't take out the fact that he did two spin moves before that, too. So that's the whole sequence of that run I'm taking into account here. I'm more impressed by Saquon Barkley's reverse leap for, as Gator put it, a measly 3 yards, but it's still impressive to me. All right, last week, three games went in overtime. The three teams that scored a touchdown on their final possession elected to kick an extra point instead of go for two and essentially send it into overtime because in those three games, there was 51 seconds or less remaining in all three games. One of the games had 0 seconds left. All three teams, though, lost. Guys, is it a mistake not to go for two with less than a minute remaining in these situations?
So I think it depends on the game, and I'm glad you brought this up because I want to pay homage to Drake May and that 18-second play at the end of regulation to get that touchdown to force the overtime for the Patriots. But I'll give you an example of where I think it makes sense, and it's not every game, but when you are Tampa and you are on the road and they've got Patrick Mahomes and you score late, I think you roll the dice that we're going to try and score on that one play. I think you're a favorite or you have a Patrick Mahomes. I think you try and go get the win in overtime. And I think if you're not playing for anything, it's okay to try and go get the win in overtime. But I think when you're trying to steal a win like Tampa was, I think Tampa is a case where it makes sense to go for two.
Look, I hate to sit on the fence like this, but I think it really does depend on how much you trust your defense. If you've got a great defense and you feel like you can stop anybody, then go ahead, tie it up, get the ball back if you don't win the coin toss and win it that way. However, I mean, your point about Patrick Mahomes is very salient. I'm not. There are certain players I'm not going to give the ball to. All right, I'm not going to let's give them a chance. I think it also depends what your team record is, what the stakes are in the game. Halfway through the season, I think you can make a stronger case that just take a chance. Why not? It's more entertaining, but it really does depend on your defense.
So 9.5 times out of 10, I'm going to go for it. I don't care the context of the situation and how good your defense is or whatever. I'm just being I don't even call it ultra-aggressive. I think it's actually the smart play to go for two. When you're going for two, you're starting from the two-yard line. You are in the position of power. You have 2 yards to get. You dictate the play. You know where the play is going. You've got to trust in your team to get 2 yards one time. To me, it's way more of a position of power. You're more advantageous than depending on a coin flip. I go for two, and I think, honestly, as we get move forward and forward and forward years down the line, it's going to be more common that, hey, you just go for two, and you try to end this thing now. All right, who wins the NFC West? Go.
Seattle, I don't trust the defense. Arizona's 2-0 in the division, including a win at San Francisco, and I kind of like the Kyler Murray redemption story. San Francisco's just weird this year. They're just weird. I'm going with the Rams. I think Stafford and a Rams team that's getting healthier will win this division.
Yeah, I don't trust Stafford and the elderly out there. I just don't see that that's going to be sustainable for the season. Seattle's a bit of an enigma. You can't really explain why they're not as good as they should be with all the weapons that they have. So I don't really think that's there. I'm not banking on Kyler Murray just yet. I can't see it. So default is San Francisco. They're getting Christian McCaffrey back. We've seen them play at an extraordinarily high level. They get some other players back. They're going to be the team to beat, and they could be a troublesome team if you get to the playoffs.
So the entire division separated by one game. I can't believe right now the Cardinals are on top of the division. Like I said a couple weeks back or this past week, that Kyler Murray, I thought they would have a top five pick. And what Kyler Murray is doing over there with that team and Buda Baker on the other side, did you have him in the first place? Remarkable. But they are all just separated by one game. So I consider this almost like a restart of the year. If I'm going to restart the year and pick it all over again, I'm going with the Niners. They should be getting CMC back, which originally people thought he was going to start the year. So they just have too much talent. They have the experience. I think everyone kind of falls off a little bit. The Niners take over eventually and win the division.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, the Giants are playing the Panthers in Germany this week. Guys, where does Germany rank in your personal rankings of countries in Europe you'd like to visit?
Fantastic question. I love this question. So my European goals are skiing in the Swiss Alps. I want to go to a Ryder Cup in England. And I want to go to some exotic locale like a Greek island. Other than that, then it would be Germany for like Oktoberfest.
I've been to Germany. It was fantastic. I've been to Munich, Frankfurt, Mannheim, Heidelberg. It was a great time out there, and I would love to go back. However, there are other places I want to see that I haven't been to that I would definitely want to see ahead of time. with the Scandinavian heritage, I want to get out to Sweden and check that out, see the fjords in Norway, check out Denmark. I want to see all that. Would be really intriguing to me. I'd like to go to London. I have nothing against London except that we're playing football games there. Spain, I think, would be pretty cool. So Germany's down the list only because I've already done it. I've also already done Switzerland. Switzerland's ahead of Germany. Switzerland is so great.
Yeah.
But I want to see Italy and Greece, too.
Kang?
Yeah, where does it rank for me? Not high. UK, Ireland, Norway, all the Sweden, Greece, Spain, Italy, France, all those countries you guys mentioned as well. Just above Germany for me. Germany, nothing against Germany, but I think there's just too many other European countries that I'd prefer to go see instead. But maybe if it was for an NFL game, with like Giants, Panthers. But other than that, even Oktoberfest really doesn't move the needle that much for me.
And there it is. That concludes the Wide 9 Omaha 4 Down Around the League Blitz thingy.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.